We started with health workers. We made it very clear that we would give talks about what was known, what was not known about HIV and its transmission to any group of health workers and, as I say, later, the wider public who wanted it. And we had little teams. It was always more than one person. One would sort of have all the known, what was known at the time, medical information, clinical information, and the other person would be somebody. A number of social workers did this. Some of the people from the voluntary sector would be able to, psychologists, talk about the impact of fear on explicitly. We were very explicit that, of course, people were frightened. We were all frightened. But your fear is easier to cope with if you have as much knowledge as you can possibly get about what it is you're fearful of. So we did these talks. And it's difficult in retrospect because time helps as well. But I do think it helped to reduce the widespread sense of panic in the early days of what was happening.